Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Scream loudly!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Topping our news this morning, on Sunday, police in Thailand arrested a 24-year-old guy for stealing and having sex with over 100 pairs of flip-flops. He was constantly on the prowl and needed a different pair every time. But he didn't discriminate. His collection included flip-flops in all sizes, colors, and styles.
So, men and women's both.
Well, if he didn't discriminate, I guess that would be, you know, any color you can find.
Well, I thought the no discrimination
and
meant
sizes.
Like left and right. Or would you put them all on? Like, is he putting them on?
Yes. Yes, he
it's like a sheath, essentially.
Yeah.
What's he working with?
I'd need slides.
Here's some details if you need them.
Oh, he had some slides, too.
126 pairs of flip-flops from people's homes. And then he'd take them to his apartment, caress them, kiss them, rub them all over his naked body. And then he would eventually make love to the flip-flops somehow.
You have a good pair of flops, either one is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I mean, they're slides. And I hate calling them that because they're flip-flops, but they're not thong flip-flops. I can't wear those.
You don't like those?
I don't like that web being separated in my toes.
I had to spend up for a pair of Tevas, but they're really good.
Like, are they like water shoes?
Uh-huh.
It's like they're shocks, man. Like, I can just like bury into them and it won't even like make a dent.
What do you wear? Do you, when you go walk the bingo hall parking lot, is that what you're wearing?
No, I got to wear shoes there. I'll wear them in the mailbox. Or if I got to go get a crap bag out of the courtyard.
Oh,
those
yeah.
are your outdoor shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they get stickers up under them.
Man, I bought some Crocs flip flops. Oh, I dig them. They're great.
I got regular. I got real tree Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
You wear them outside, you can't tell. I think I'm levitating.
Yeah.
You know, I've lost my feet to diabetes.
You know what Aww. These youngins like to do to these Crocs? They buy fillers for the holes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Why not just buy
a shoe, you fetus?
3D boxes for your feet.
No.
But I enjoy them just for around the house and out in the yard. I'd never wear them in public except to hear. That doesn't count. This isn't really in public.
This is not in public at all.
This is second home.
You're not on Zoom. You don't have to look like hell.
Well, he was arrested for stealing flip-flops last year as well, but they didn't know about the sexual component at that time that he was making love to the shoes.
The flip-flops are the sexual component.
Well, the police weren't aware that he was doing it to the object. So now he's facing multiple charges for theft and for breaking his local coronavirus curfew.
So now when people wear the rainbow, it might be about rainbow sandals.
Would you wear them?
They make love to them.
At a discount? Sandals. This guy's flops.
No.
They're stolen. You don't want stolen flops.
Hot flops?
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
What? Having such a foot fetish? Like, that's where it's, I mean, it's a fetish, but, you know, everybody's like, oh, if it's your fetish, do it, enjoy it, you know, as long as it's legal and stuff like that. But that's just where it's just, it's hard for people to even explain it. Like, if it's a woman, she's laying there and you want to suck on her toes and rub her feet good and do things with that, fine. But you're going to get a stranger's shoes and you're going to make love to them and kiss them and stuff.
Can I confess to you right now?
You've done it.
Well, last night I banged a pair of Rama boots. I wasn't going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
How? I want to know.
But now my soul's cleansed.
Sounds painful.
Can I say something then? Nine, your other compression sock. I know where it went.
It was on my table at the house.
Anybody else have some kinky confessions? Can I say something?
I'm using it out on the lake this weekend as a big windsock.
You all remember when I used to date that dude, Justin?
Yes.
He was a cowboy boot.
Oh, no. Dang it. All right, well, Timberland wasn't a real lady.
Can I say something? I saw one of you boys' high heel shoes.
Oh, really?
No.
Where'd you put it?
No,
what would you be doing with it?
I'm just...
Lugs ain't a buddy. Mm-mm. It's a shoe.
All right, so here's... You have to be careful about the job market right now. And here's some social media posts that can cost you your job. So, at the bottom of the list, confidential or sensitive information about other companies you work for. It's better to keep it quiet right now.
Putting a DM on your timeline, fat boy?
Mm-hmm.
It shows potential employers that you can't be trusted, and bad-mouthing a former boss on social media isn't a good thing either. Language, poor grammar. No one expects you to write an essay every day on Facebook, but it's better to not have glaring mistakes so you don't get passed over, or some strong language that people don't like. Illegal or illicit content. That could be animal cruelty or porn on your site.
Now, if you're trying to get a job, you shouldn't be just on your Facebook selling weed.
Well.
Yeah, and this is just for regular people, too. The president does have to abide by that.
No, he can do what he wants.
Yeah.
And he did note on something, pictures of heavy partying or drug use. You probably don't want a picture of yourself passed out on the bed all over the place, wherever you are.
Yeah, I'd wonder who took it.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if that's an occasion. Yep, we're drunk again.
I sleep selfie is what I do.
At least you don't do it for every event. Went to dinner last night, selfie. Took a dump, selfie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the one that's kind of like a big turnoff universal on most social media platforms is hate speech, including negative comments or being a member of a group that discriminates against people.
Yeah, I mean, you should keep that to yourself.
What, who you discriminate against?
I mean, if you don't like a certain type of whatever, just don't say anything.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, yeah. Like, you know, I can't remember her name, but there's a Japanese professional lady wrestler who apparently just got real, I don't know what it was, but she had messed up or did something in a wrestling match over in Japan, and she just got blistered.
It was on a
reality show.
This was on a reality show?
Yeah. She left her wrestling attire, her gimmick, in the dryer or something.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the other guys, and it was like a Big Brother type show, I forget the name of it, but one of the other guys went and did some laundry or something and messed up her wrestling attire because it was still in the dryer, so it got dried twice.
I didn't know her name.
She got mad at him.
But the thing I read was that she was getting so much cyberbullying on her Twitter that she killed herself.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she's New Japan, right?
No, they don't have any women.
I thought they don't allow them there.
Yeah. She might be BBM.
Uh-oh. All Japan?
No.
Old Japan.
Kingdom? Chinese?
New China.
Hana Kimura.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was sad. I'm not,
yeah, that was. But it just goes to show you that, like, even if you don't tag the person in the tweet or whatever, you know. Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't. Oh, man, people put a lot of stock into people's opinions and words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, it don't matter.
1-800-774-0093. We'd like to hear your opinions on Fat Boy saying your opinions don't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Better yet, call the FOF line,
864-241-4318.
Well, on social media, Eminem posted a clip from his song Stan, which, as you know, is about a crazed fan who put his girlfriend in the trunk and then drove her off a bridge because Eminem didn't respond to the guy in time. So Eminem posted a clip from the song, which was about Stan, and he said, quote, "Dear Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy. Text me, I'll hit you back." And the number is 313-666-7440. And he also linked to
that's that site.
Yeah, to the community, to an app that generates a phone number fans can use to ask famous people questions. So it's kind of like, you know, a publicity stunt. People are either making fun of the whole thing or signing up for a newsletter.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give out mine. Go ahead and text me, 72341.
Yep.
You ever go back on whatever you're watching and pause it and see if it address or phone number? Like, see what it turns out to. Because, like, all the Tosh bits that showed websites were just web pages. Like, they were real pages, but you couldn't click through. They were just like templates.
So right now, Eminem is celebrating the 20th anniversary of his third album, the Marshall Mathers LP. And so that's going to send out to the people that sign up for this, that is going to send out blasts to them.
I'll tell you, the reason I know that's firsthand account, I tried to text Cody Rhodes a couple weeks ago. Because he tweeted out his phone number. The American Nightmare. And I was like, maybe you messed up. I'll save the number just in case. And I was like, hey, Cody, we do a radio show up here in Greenville. And I got a thing, and it said, click here to sign up on my community.
So stupid.
And I'll catch up with you later.
I've seen a few people posting phone numbers lately. I figured it was something like that.
Bunch of dummies.
Like, seriously, year three or four of this show, we had just gotten a deal with, it was then AT&T, and they gave us free cell phones, free service. This was pre-unlimited. This was where, like, to have extra gigs and extra texts is very important.
What happened to that?
Don't ask. And it didn't matter, right? The rates didn't matter. So we would give out our phone numbers on the radio. Like, our real, literal, this is before you could block and mute people, too.
You dummy.
It was insane. It paid out, though.
Yeah.
A lot of picks, a lot of dude picks.
Not dudes. Oh.
Are you a picky eater?
Yes.
It's your parents' fault.
Allowing me to be a picky eater?
No, there's specific things that you can do to your kids. There's a study that was done, and researchers found that kids were less likely to grow out of their picky eating habits if their parents were strict with things like cleaning their plate and eating certain foods. They think it's because doing that ends up creating thousands of negative experiences surrounding those foods, like liver and things, you know, that's disgusting, like lima beans.
They didn't have Southern parents or Southern mamas or grandmas, because if you didn't get a second plate, they'd be pissed off and think you didn't like it. What, you didn't like that? You didn't clean your plate. Eat some more.
There's mayonnaise in it.
Eat some more. Eat.
Mm-hmm. There's pickles in you mashed potatoes.
What?
Grab pickles in there? You didn't have that?
So according
to salad?
Mashed potatoes. You're thinking relish.
I didn't eat that crap. It's mashed blanket potatoes, God.
With pickles?
Yeah.
When the hell did you grow up?
Tell me what I ate.
It was potato salad.
It was potato salad.
Really just like low-rent potato salad.
I don't know what it was. Potato salad. You about to eat a five-knuckle sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like 10 knuckles.
Well, some kids need to be exposed to new food 12 times before they kind of soften up to it and like it, especially vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a family where the vegetables were usually potatoes. Quite frequently.
You know, I've learned that if you put cheese on anything, kids will eat it. But that's not a good way to bribe them or hide it in a dish.
Yeah.
Well, they will now.
Like, breakfast, this is nothing against my mom or daddy neither. They both had to be at work at 5 a.m., so me and Angel got ourselves ready. And even on the weekends, it was Hardee's. But there was never a prepared breakfast. And I always would watch TV and see sitcoms, mom's in there making eggs, and dad's like running in, sitting down, having a cup of coffee before he slides out. Like,
they're all eating food.
Yeah. It was not real life. It was Pop-Tarts, and it was cheese toast.
Plus,
I ate school breakfast.
How mad would every mom on earth get if y'all come, if she's in there cooking up a feast for breakfast, and y'all come slide through the table, don't hardly stop long enough to sit down, grab a strip of bacon, a sip of coffee, and then leave. She'd be pissed every day.
She should have been pissed.
Well, I mean, in normal situations, if you rode the bus, you have to make it to the bus, and mom and dad have to make it to work, so you're kind of like packing.
What if you had to ride a donkey, though? It'd be more taking much longer to get there. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, that was always strange. There was never, the only time we sat down as a family to eat a prepared breakfast was breakfast at dinner.
Yeah.
Always. I love grits. I love grits, man. Wonderful.
Keep talking. Shrimp grits. And grits.
Did you lay out because they weren't there? They were at work? Like, I'm not going to school.
Oh, many times. Many times. As long as I told Daddy ahead of time, he'd cover.
No, he wouldn't care.
He would. Yeah, he'd be like, oh, boy, sick.
I don't care about your schooling, boy.
He never said that.
I don't remember the last time I sat down for, like, a proper meal with other people. I've been out to eat a burger or two.
Yeah.
Since the non-lockdown ended. But it was just me sitting there eating. There might have been some other people kind of around, but not, like, eating with me.
Yeah. Like, how long? Thing. When will you decide to do that?
What?
Jim? To go sit down in a restaurant.
I don't know. I mean, I've been
out. Is there a timetable for it?
A couple dive bar burgers.
Yeah. Couple hours.
In the last couple weeks.
Couple hours.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm like, scared to eat. My stomach's messed up.
Well, okay, let's say that your stomach's not tore up. It's regular Jimmy, and this thing's going on. When will you go and feel comfortable?
I'd probably just, you know, keep going to get like a burger at Tribbles when it ain't busy, and I know it ain't busy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I already have, I guess, if you count that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's eating out of the house, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Fat Boy, when's the last time you've eaten in a restaurant? You're not much for a eater-outer.
It's been a while. Yeah. I want to go to a place, but, you know, they won't open the dining room back up. I know your drive-thru's open, but I want to go eat inside. You know?
Initials?
Big Z.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Love it. Okay, everybody else is opening them up.
Can you fit in their Zeus?
Why is their dining room closed?
I don't know.
Interesting.
A little paranoid, maybe?
Well.
Like, I want to go inside.
It turned into an employee break room for the last 3 months.
Why do you want to go inside so bad? I mean, usually just the place with the drive-thru you want to drive through.
Look, like, I want to eat it there. I'm not really asking. Close to one.
I'm just asking.
I don't know if you saw, but we beat COVID. I mean, look at our president.
I want stuff
to open back up.
Have you read the news about South Carolina and other states lately?
I read Trump's Twitter, and we beat it, by God.
Okay. No, but I'm going to tell you a funny thing that I'm surprised Hacky Jackie ain't doing this yet. If people that are wearing a mask in their cars driving down the road,
oh my gosh.
People are taking pictures of it and then airdropping it to everyone around them, hoping that it hits the person. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's hitting people that are wearing them. People are screen shooting it like, I just got airdropped this picture of me in traffic.
Right.
Why are people taking, you're wearing a mask in your car.
Yeah.
You're protecting yourself from yourself.
Yeah.
After we get that second stimulus, open her back up.
When? It's going to be next year.
Looking for the first one.
Couple months.
You want to celebrate some birthdays?
Yeah.
Andre 3000.
Oh, man.
Oh. Let's see what Fat Boy goes with here. This is telling.
Got a couple options.
There's different options that you can go with here. If I'm being honest, he was my favorite outcaster. Certainly the better actor. Four Brothers, I recommend that. It's streaming on one of the things I have a subscription to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie with Mark Wahlberg.
I went to see that in theaters.
Did you?
You were there too.
Yes.
I'm going to do this one. Same album, but I can't play any Slick Rick. You little Aquemini CD.
Oh, am I wrong?
Isn't anybody dope as me?
He wants to eat in the dining room, room.
I can't play Art of Storytelling.
He was referring to Zaxby's.
I know.
I was open up, my God.
All these text messages. He's talking about Zaxby's, guys. Like, really?
Come on.
You sure he's not talking about Zarby's?
No.
Zarby's.
Zarby's.
Guys.
Zacozel.
He's talking about the Zanebo. He wants a cheeseburger.
Vada-zee.
How old is dude?
Oh, yeah. 38. No, 48.
50.
46.
Andre 3000 is 45. Jeff Bagwell.
Oh, man. He always looked like he had to go poo when he was in the batting stance.
He like he was squatting for one.
Yeah.
Big butt.
If he had to go, he would have gone in his baseball britches.
Yeah.
Baseball britches.
It's a shame he never won a ring. That guy was great. He also, he was leading the league in home runs when the strike happened. I remember that. He had like 51.
They had a good team that year. So did Montreal.
Biggio, mm-hmm. Caminiti.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro on the Expos.
Yeah. I will say that Jeff Bagwell, who was a rookie in the year 1990, 51. That's crazy, though, but I'm going to stick with it.
50.
54.
Jeff Packwell is 52. Frank Thomas also celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, big hurt.
There's no way he's got low T. It just ain't going to happen.
I don't know how it's possible. I will say that the big hurt, Frank Thomas, second greatest athlete to ever come out of Auburn University, is 53. Also a rookie in 90.
52.
You talk about me being number one out of Auburn?
No.
54.
Frank Thomas is 52. Well played, nine.
He's talking about Bo Jack.
You might be talking about me, Charles
Eric
Barkley.
Bischoff.
I happen to know this, so I abstain.
You know what gets me is a lot of people, when they say his name, say Eric.
Bish.
I hear people say bitch off, too.
Yeah.
Bish.
I think it's a lot of those people from guys from Minnesota say the Eric.
Eric?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it's with a C, not a K.
Yeah.
I will say Eric Bischoff is. Oh, I already know. Yeah. I'm abstaining. I know.
60.
Did you see his wife in Playboy?
No.
That was good. 65?
He is.
Yeah, Eric Bischoff is 65. And
so, what, real quick, what is Bischoff's accomplishment in wrestling? Nothing?
He
NWO, I guess.
He stole an idea from Japan.
Yeah.
Brought it to America.
Yeah.
He pretty much is.
He made WCW profitable.
No, he didn't. They never made a damn dime under him.
Dude, they lost money
until they went out of business.
To think about that, not even what the company was at the time, but the catalog of videos, the trademarks, the IP, all that stuff.
Yep.
Sold for $3 million.
Yep.
That is absurd. Had I known that, I would have put together an investor group of 1 million people at $3 each.
You got your own fusion bid going?
I would own Club La Vila now. We'd bring back big ass draft nights.
All right, so he's 65. Henry Kissinger.
How?
Former Secretary of State.
Is he alive?
I mean, I'm going to abstain.
You see pictures of him with Kennedy, Nixon, every single
Mr.
one
Anderson?
Of them. Yes. I was talking about Caleb.
Are you talking about the JFK Kennedy, are you?
Oh, man. Like 90. 7.
100.
225.
Methuselah.
Henry Kissinger is 97.
And Joe Diffie's dead.
Ah, dang it. How am I going to move on? You keep bringing it up.
Because it
sucks.
Gonna move on?
The stiff drink in your hand.
Too soon. Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Belt Steak Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Right. Well, HBO Max today, Fatbo. It's today's launch, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Me and Fatbo are excited as hell about HBO Max launching today.
We'll go back and watch all the real sex.
Yeah. What does that cost a month? 9? 10?
If you sign up in advance, you get it a little cheaper, about 10 a month.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't, did you?
I got 5 on it, if anybody.
Man.
I told him the other night, 9 spent $50 on the AEW pay-per-view.
Hell yeah, dude.
And I told him, I said, how much for you to FaceTime your phone towards your TV screen?
I said, probably more than I paid for the pay-per-view.
I knew it. I knew it. A little bit of it. All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to, like, work. It's going to cost at least $100.
Plus, he wouldn't be able to fart around on social media while he watched it.
Enjoy the show and all that stuff I want to do.
I'll give you a Russian password.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. We'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like everything about it. It's just really funny. I like to stay up with current events, but at the same time, I also like to laugh. So it's the best of both worlds.
The Rise Guys. 93.3.
So he's wanting us to call his friend live on the radio and find out why. Why?
Why?
Why ain't you calling me back just because y'all broke up?
Why can't we still be buddies?
Yeah. All right.
Why?
Let's bring him back. You there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I don't know if you just heard what I said. If you did, I apologize. But if you didn't, I was saying how brave you are for doing this today, because it shows that just because you're friends, somebody decides you're not friends anymore, that bond still is strong on the other side, and you'd like to figure out what happened. Just give me an explanation. And I'll tell you something. My dad had the same situation. He had a close friend who just quit talking to him. Wouldn't call him back, nothing. And it drove my daddy up the wall, because he's like, I ain't done nothing to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I don't know if he ever found out. But regardless, you're going to find out next.
Sometimes you never do find out.
Yeah.
You just can't figure it out. It's a mystery.
Sir, are you sure you want to do this? We're not twisting your arm. You're giving us the phone number to call. This is all on you, correct?
Yeah, yeah, no, I want to know. You know, we've been friends for a long time, and I really can't, I don't understand what's going on, and I think we can figure it out.
All right, here we go. Fatboy's going to dial the number. When he answers, it'll be live. Don't say any bad words. Hopefully he won't. If he does, we'll have to dump out, and it'll be about 8 seconds before we come back to you, okay? All right, here we go. Live radio. This is exciting.
Too exciting.
It's too exciting. It's brought me down a notch. All right. Here we go. Truth and Consequences.
Hello? Hello?
Hey. Sheila? It's Riley.
Oh, Riley! It's great to hear your voice right now. Hi, honey.
Is everything okay? I've been trying to call Aaron, but he's not answering any of my, like, calls or texts or...
Oh, God, dear. You don't even know, do you?
I don't think... No. Wait. What's going on? Is Aaron okay? What's going on?
Aaron got arrested again.
What?
Yeah, you don't
Are
know?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. But, he's okay. Everything's fine. But, I just hope he's out in a little bit. But I guess it takes longer, you know, over the weekend, the holiday and stuff. So.
Oh, my God. What happened? What'd he do? What did he get arrested?
Before we get into that, good morning.
We don't need to get into that.
We should... what was the... I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name, ma'am. I'm sorry. Your name,
Who is this? Riley?
Okay, let me... We're
Sheila, I'm sorry.
Okay, Sheila, thank you. Sheila? We're a morning show in Greenville, South Carolina, the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. Did you hear that? She just said, What does that mean? Is there some kind of preconceived information you know
about?
We're
pranking her or something.
No, this is no prank. No,
is this a prank? Riley, is this really you? It sounded like him.
It's him.
It is Riley. What? Riley's trying to get in touch with Aaron because... Well, they've been good friends, but now it's like they're not friends anymore. But so he's trying to get in touch. We didn't know he was in jail.
Yeah. Why in the world am I on the radio?
Okay. You answered the phone.
Let me say this real quick, though. If we go any further, don't say...
That's very funny.
Thank you. Don't say anything specific about... I just don't want to deal with any meetings or any stuff. So don't say what he got hauled in for, please. Okay? We just won't say why. That'll keep us...
I wouldn't say why. I'm on the radio. This is my personal business.
I agree.
Riley, honey, if you just wanted to call and talk, I would have called. I would have answered the phone, and we could have had a normal conversation, but why do I have to be on the radio and give my son's business all out to the world?
I agree.
No. Mm-mm. I'm not giving my son's information over the phone.
That's why we told you to stop.
That's why we don't want you to say that. He was just, you know, Riley was, he's concerned. Why you hadn't heard from him? I guess now we know maybe why.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, Riley, can he hear me? Is he still there?
Yeah, Riley, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Listen, honey, if you just want to call and talk to me, I will tell you everything.
Please do.
Privately, I'm not doing this over the radio. No.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. I've been trying to get in touch with him, and he hasn't gotten back to me, and this was the last resort kind of thing. I had no idea, Sheila. I'm going to give you a call right after this.
Okay, yeah, honey, please do. Yes, I will give you any info you need, but what?
Yeah, we'll be off the radio, I promise.
Ridiculous. Okay, that's good.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know you'd be answering. We'll figure this out.
This is silly. This is just silly.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was funny a moment ago. Now it's silly.
No, that was facetious.
Oh, she was being facetious.
Yeah.
All right. I take that. Dump out on that. I think she just said the S word. Okay. All right. Goodbye, Sheila. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Whew.
Pretty sure she dropped an S. We're just going to not talk for a second and wait for the ramp to catch back up, the delay.
Yeah, let it build back some. Yeah, that's one that I mean, coming off right, moral day.
Moral day.
It didn't seem all that unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, but if... Yeah. But he didn't talk to you prior to this, though. Like, she said again, right? So is that... don't say for what, but has he seen the inside of a cell before?
I mean, yeah. Okay. He's had his trouble.
All right. So maybe there's more to that, because she said, yeah, you didn't. Dude, at first, were you like me? Did you think she was going to say that?
He's dead?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought he might have got the COVID or something.
No.
He's okay, though.
He's fine. He's in jail.
Yeah. Shh. All right.
Hopefully he doesn't get in jail.
Say again? Oh, no,
hopefully he doesn't get it in jail.
Oh, no.
I want him to get sick, you know? I mean, I don't know if he's getting out. Like, when he's getting out, he's okay. I'm worried about him, you know? I mean, he's like, I got to figure this out.
Yeah, all right. Call his mother back and figure that out and tell her she needs to lose the tood, okay?
Well, she just didn't know. Son, like, she's great. She's a great woman, and that was... If I'd known she was going to answer, I wouldn't have put her on the radio. So yeah. I feel bad about that. I need to call her. I need to talk to her.
All right. Thank you, Riley. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you guys so much. All right. Bye.
All right.
Like Riley's attitude, I got to go figure this out.
What do you got to figure out?
There's nothing to figure out. Yeah. I mean, he's in there until they'll post bond, and then if somebody can pay it, then they can get him out.
Yeah. Also,
they'll set bond, and then you can post bond and get him out. But until then, you get nothing to figure out.
One person specifically texting in the CVM text line over and over again at 72341, calling us real bad words for airing that. I thought we did
Aaron's
quite well.
His name.
Don't say that.
Oh.
I think we'd already said that. Yeah, but look, nobody. She didn't say what it was for.
No.
And then we told her not to say that. So I'd say. Applause for us.
That's why we came on when we came in. It'd be like, hey, don't say that, you need to know what's going on here.
She kept saying, no, I will not. It's like, nobody's asking you to.
Yeah, that's why we're telling you not to.
Yeah, but there's still more to that because, unless it was very recent, and it sounded like she said it'd be a while because Moral Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
So it sounded like that was recent. But up until that, we're talking about since January.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. TheRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that. And congratulations again to all the graduates. And again, if we botched your name this morning, we do apologize, but congratulations to you regardless. Tomorrow, I can't read my own handwriting. Tomorrow we're doing face effing?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right, then.
Do that in a few minutes.
Oh, Facebook fussing.
Oh, we can get burned.
Yeah, so we'll have that for you tomorrow morning. Get today's podcast. You can go to theriseguys.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige is going to rock you at work next, and then old F-Boy is going to bounce in around 5 a.m. with the Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy will go live around 6.
If you want to.
All right, then. Yeah, might as well.
Maybe it should.
All right. Everybody have a safe day. Wash your hands, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah!
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.